Okay, good morning. Shin Pei Zayin. Shutafin b'mavoy yitzrichin la'arev b'chatzeros. So we're doing a little bit more of Shituf and Eruvei Chatzeros. Okay, a couple more days, I think, and then we'll get to Tchumin. So, Aleph. Hamishtatfin b'mavoy. So you have a group of a neighborhood that's going to be mishtatif in a mavoy. So yitzrichin la'arev b'chatzeros kadei shelo yishkechu ha'tinokos toras eruv. You have to do both. You can't just do a shituf, you also have to do an eruv. Because if you only do a shituf, then the young kids in the neighborhood are going to forget, not learn that there's such a halacha of eruvei chatzeros. Sheharei eina tinokos makirin ma na'asa b'mavoy. Because the kids don't see whatever is in the mavoy can be kept, you know, far away, can be kept outdoors. In a chatzer, or in a storage room, in a chatzer, that no one sees, no one has access to. Lefichach, im nishtatfu b'mavoy bepat. If you used bread for your shituf mavoyos. So then, now it's a little bit of a question, and it depends on which rishon and achron, but let's just assume, what the Mishnah Berurah assumes, that it's a full piece of bread, a shalim, a full loaf of bread, and it's kept inside a bayit, one of the homes, which is the requirement for eruvei chatzeros, not shituf mavoyos. So if you're doing it with bread, which bread must be used by eruvin, but other foods could be used for shituf. So if you're doing it exactly the same way and in the same place as eruvei chatzeros, then somchin ala ve'ein srichin la'arev v'chatzeros. So this is the first, we're about to read three opinions. This is the first opinion. So this works 100%. If you make in shituf only, and you don't have it l'shem eruv, you don't say exclusively it's not l'shem eruv, but you made it for a shituf mavuyos, and it was done with bread, like all the dinim of eruvei chatzeros, so then you don't have to make a separate eruvei chatzeros afterwards. Ve'in tzrichin la'arev b'chatzeros, because the little kids, they know what the bread is for. This is your box of matzah that we use nowadays, and it's kept in the house or perhaps the shul. Okay, whatever you keep it, that's the they recognize it, and no one's going to forget about eruvei chatzeros. Now, this is a more machmir opinion. V'yesh omrim she'im lo erva kol chatzer la'atzma ein somchin al shituf. You can't only use shituf. If the group of people, the neighborhood, they got together and they just joined bread, even if it was bread, l'shem eruvei, l'shem only shituf, and it's not enough. Because even though the chatzeros are included in the same area, it's not enough because they must actually do something, bread, designated for eruvei chatzeros, at least for some of the chatzeros. Okay, doesn't have to mean that let's keep reading. Let's see. Aval keshekol chatzer erva la'atzma, each chatzer made their own eruv. V'acharkach nishtvatvu b'mavoy, and then they join in to make a whole another piece of bread or food, and they join in for mavoy. V'lo ervu derech ptachim shebineyam, but they didn't. They didn't specify it's for the connection ways between the chatzeros to chatzeros. That's fine. Mutarim lishtamish b'chatzeros shebamavoy derech ptachim shebeneim shesomchin al shituf b'makom eruv. So as long as they have, even if they did make. Eruvei chatzeros for their chatzeros, and they made a shituf for the mavoy, even though there might be extra passageways in between that were not specified, it's fine. Because once you did it on the mavoy, it includes all the, you know, like the mini mavoys that connect from the chatzeros to the mavoy. It would include everything else. And it would join them all together as well. Because there is Taras Eruv, they did see an Eruv, it was actually done. And they're doing a Shituf, which is much bigger, it encompasses, it includes everything. But if they only did Eruvei Chatzeros, and the Chatzeros are connected from one to another, and they had in mind to connect all the connection ways, or all the Chatzeros together, So then they can use it as long as for whatever they included, that works for it, and you don't have to make even if they didn't make a separate shituf. Okay, now the halacha really follows. Basically, the halacha follows the first opinion that we already read. Now we're going to read the Haga. The Rama who brings even a more makel opinion. I'm not saying the Rama follows it lechatchila, but it's mentioned by the Rama. V'yesh omrim, the most makel opinion. The somchim ashituf b'makom eruv. No, 100% you can do only shituf and not do an eruv. You did a shituf and you didn't make eruv lechatzeros, you're done. You don't have to do anything more than that. Afilo nishtatzve elo b'yayin, even though you did the shituf with just two reveals of yayin or whatever. Vegetables, whatever the such fruit, whatever you used, and that's enough. Two eggs, whatever you do, as you did a proper shituf, then and so that includes everything within the city, within the area, and you don't have to make any other eruvim. V'chen somchin la'eruvim makom shituf, and therefore, and it goes vice versa. If you use whatever you do first, that works for the other one. Now it continues. Katafti the anu nohagin lechatchila shlo lasot rak shituf echad bekemach. So the minag is, what does the Rama say to do lechatchila, and that's definitely what's done, is you do it only on bread and matzah, and you do one for both, and that's fine. It may not be 100% fine according to the second opinion, the Yesh Omrim, but that's not what we hold by. So basically, we follow the first opinion, and that's what's lechatchila, the proper way to do it. And this way, you're pretty safe, according to pretty much all the deis. Certainly, with the achronim. V'nireli atam, and why? Ki eruv shelanu, when we make an eruv now, shekor echad mibnei achatzah notein l'shituf. Everyone, when they make an eruv nowadays, they're giving at the same time for the sake of both of them. And you followed all the requirements. You did it with bread, and you're going to keep it in a house. And you use a full loaf, have ke'eruv, veshituf biyachad, and you can do it all in one. Ulechatchila ein la'asot yeter, and you shouldn't do anymore. He's about to say, and if you want to try and be machmer, okay, he doesn't recommend it, and then don't, but it's going to be a bracha levatala, if you want to say a bracha twice, so don't do that. V'ha, sheitzrichu shituf ve'eruv, hainu, the only time when Chazal were talking about doing a shituf plus an eruv, it's hainu bizmana gemara, because in the gemara things were done a little differently. And I'm not going to get into too much detail, but there's also a couple ways to read this Rama or to argue on the Rama and say a little bit differently. The Mishnah Berurah mentions a little bit. But basically, I don't know if historically, not historically, but basically, let's read. Hainu bizmana gemara shebnei achatzer lo natnu l'shituf aved yuter. Wait, did I skip? Yeah. Lo natnu l'shituf rak hechatzer eru biyachad. The way it was done is no one gave for both at the same time. Everyone just gave to their chatzer. That's just the way it was done. Everybody who lived in the chatzer brought over a roll of bread. And it wasn't usually done with a zikwe, one guy buying it for the whole city. Right? The Rava'ir or whatever it is, doing it for the whole city. It would be, everybody would come over to their neighbors in their chatzer, bring over a loaf of bread, or a roll, whatever. Right? The chatzer ervu biyachad. And then afterwards, now they want to start including all the, you know, further neighbors, shituf, echad b'nei achatzer natan l'shituf. So one of the guys from the chatzer, from each individual chatzer, would come over to someone who's in charge of the mavoy, their shituf mavoyos, and they would all bring it together and put it in one of the chatzeros. Okay. I don't know if it was more for monetary reasons, just maybe they're afraid not everyone's going to get involved, and they don't know if everyone's going to agree to do the shituf mavelos, or who knows if they're all doing it right. Anyways, that's the way it was done. Aval, mikay gavna, but nowadays, kuli alma enosin rak shituf echad. Nowadays, everyone only does one, and one person buys it for everybody, and it's just much more simple, and it's all good. Just to do one, the shame both. V'akshituf echad v'i avid yeter u'beirach alav havei bracha levatala. Okay, so that's the din lechatchila, and that's just the only way to do it. Again, bishar tadchak, for sure, for shituf, you don't, what's it called? You can rely on doing the other foods, but then, again, that might not help you from your house to the chatzer. It depends on what the case is. Okay. Mishnah Berurah just points out, also it's best when you're doing this, when you're setting aside, you should set aside, when you're saying the bread, so there's also this nusach, and you say that this is an eruv, you should also say this is for both. This is for the eruv, and this is for the shituf, for the whole city. Okay. Shin Peichet, Din. Imlo eruv achateros yachad, v'gom lo nishtatfu b'mavoy. What happens if people did, we learned before, what happens if within one chatzer, one of the houses got left out? So let's learn how this works with the mavoy. It's basically the same. Aleph. Imlo erbu, so this is mainly chazara. Imlo, whatever applied to a chatzer is generally going to be similar with the mavoy. Aleph. Imlo erbu achatzeros yachad. V'gam lo nishtatfu b'mavoy. So they didn't join together for a chatzer, and they didn't join together for a mavoy. Mutar letatel b'chol ha-mavoy kelim sheshavtu b'tocha. Okay, so first of all, the case basically is, there is no eruv, there is no shituf. Can you carry it from one guy to another? So this we basically learned already. As long as everything is a reshus hayachid, everything is, has four walls, or ki'ilo has four walls, alright, you can have tzeres petach, lechi, whatever it is, 100% to carry from one chatzer to another, from one chatzer to a mavoy, everything's mutter if the kelim were in the chatzer or the mavoy when Shabbos started. The only time you need to worry about eruvei chatzeros and shituf mavoyos is if you want to start carrying from people's houses into a chatzer or into the mavoy, or the chatzer on the other side of the mavoy, etc. Bein eruv chatzeros im abatim bein lo eruv. Whether they made an eruv chatzeros with the houses or not, everyone's allowed to carry between chatzeros to mavois with the kelim that were in the chatzer or the mavoi. So that's actually review. Uleharav Rabbeinu Moshe Bar Maimon, according to the Rambam, davka kishelo eruv chatzeros im abatim. That's only if they didn't make, the only time we're being mako. Okay, the Rambam is not lahalacha, but let's just try and get it straight real quick. The only time the Rambam says you're allowed to carry all around from chatzer to mavoy and all around is when they didn't even make an eruv chatzeros. But if you made an eruv chatzeros for the batim of one chatzer, so he holds, since you made an eruv chatzeros, you're allowed to carry from the batim to the chatzer, but now, about im eruv chatzeros to batim. You don't get more than four amos to carry in the mavoy.
Is this the first time he quoted Rabbeinu Moshe Bar Maimon?
It's the day that I remember. Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know if it was him or the printer. I don't know. Okay. Mishnah Berurah just points out, again, we're not going to delve into the Rambam Shita. There's a little bit to understand more, but and the Mishnah Berurah points out, the Rambam's talking about when it's a mavoy with a lechi and a korah. But if it'd be a proper mavoy with four walls through a tzura to petach, which is usually how we make things nowadays, so even according to the Rambam, it would be okay. Okay. Shin Pei Tet. Any Yehudi sheish lo chalon patuach habika ola karpe. Okay, so now, we're going to deal with a non-Jew having a separate entrance. We'll see. Aleph. Ein a Yehudi hadar b'mavoy. A non-Jew lives in a mavoy. In a house that's connected to a chatzer, connected to a mavoy. V'yesh lo chalon acharei beito patuach lebika ola karpif. So we learned, if you have, let's, for argument's sake, let's just say one mavoy in the middle, one chatzer on each side, and one chatzer are Jewish neighbors, the other side are non-Jewish neighbors, you don't have to worry about making a shituf mavoyos. So that we learned. Now, let's say you're going to have two Jews, right? Or two chatzeros. One chatzer, doesn't matter how many Jews live there, is counted as one. And we learned for the dinei chatzeros, the only time you have to start worrying about eruv chatzeros is if you have two Jews in two houses, going into one chatzer. So for a mavoi, it's two chatzeros going into a mavoi. If you have one chatzer with 100 Jews, that's considered one unit, one chatzer, and so you don't have to worry about shituf mavoyos. Anyway, so you have here. Let's keep reading. So you have the non-Jew's entrance to the mavoi. He has two entrances to his house or his chatzer. It can lead one way into the mavoi that the Jewish chatzer leads into, and he has another exit that goes to here. Yeshel chalon achriya beito. He has a window that's at least 4x4 and kol shekein a doorway. Patuach labika ola karpif, and it leads into a huge valley or a big valley. It doesn't have to be huge, whatever. An area or a karpif are also like which we learned about also, an area that people, an open area. It basically means an open area, grass, whatever it is, land, dirt. Afilo einbo ela arba tfachim, that's the window. Eino oser al b'nei mavoi, doesn't oser on the b'nei mavoi. Afilo machni samotzi gemalim kronos derech hamavoi kol hayom. Even though he also uses this mavoi all day long, carries stuff, he brings stuff, whatever. All right. He has another exit that goes to the beak or the karpif. So his only entrance is not through the mavoi, that's joined by two chatzeros now. The case we're talking about is there has to be at least two Jewish chatzeros, otherwise it would be a non-starter, there'd be no problem. So the two Jews have to make a shituf mavoyos. The question is, do you have to rent out the area from the non-Jew? Now, and we say shechafetz yoter boto shepatuach lo mi'acharav levado sheish lo avir v'have pitcho lamavoi kamo she'enu ragel she'enu oser. So it doesn't matter though he normally uses the mavoi. We say halachically for these purposes you don't have to, Chazal say, you don't have to bother, you don't have to rent it out from him. We'll assume, we'll pretend that we'll treat the mavoi as he doesn't usually go this way and he has another way out and that's his way out and he doesn't oser onto you because he has two ways to go. Another Mishnah Berurah points out that that's referring to you have a bika or a karpif that this other way out leads to the marketplace or shasaravim or a way out of the city of Vechule. It has to be a way to lead out because if basically this bika or karpif is basically just fenced off and it's a dead end, whether it's a road that leads to a dead end, you can't get out anyways. So that's the same as he has to go through the mavoi. It doesn't help that he has a backyard. Okay, it has to be at least more than based on time, 100 by 50 almost. Aval, you mean time, it's got only 50 by 100 or less. Katan hu, it's too small, and it's not considered enjoyable for him, it's not like, he's not going to want to use that exit, and therefore it doesn't help. Now what happens if you have a Jew? And he has his chatzer that leads one way into a mavoi and one way also into a karpef. Do you have to make shituf mavoyos with such a person? Or are you guys considered now you're sharing the mavoi and you both have to? So if he forgot v'shachach v'lo erav, so he didn't make a shituf mavoyos together. Im a karpef yoter misa ta'im osa. So if the place is bigger than if a karpef that's bigger than misa ta'im, well, we're assuming it's not mukaf l'dira. So since it's bigger, even though it's enclosed, it's bigger than satayim, it's not mukaf l'dira. If that would be the case, then he can't walk l'fi she'enu ra'oi lo v'enu mistalik min amavo. He can't go that way, because he can't carry that way. So that wouldn't be useful for him. So he say the back way doesn't work. So obviously he's going to go through, we consider like for sure he's going to share the mavoi with you. And therefore you have to make a shituf mavoyos between these two Jews. But if this karpef is big enough, even though it's big enough, it's mukaf l'dira, and therefore he would carry out there, and it's sufficient size. Afilio termis atayim in oser kevan shira oilo. It's useful for him, and he would use it. And obviously, these cases aren't so lamaisa. So let's continue. V'yesh mi sheomer de ader abba. Imukaf ladira, actually the opposite, if it be mukaf ladira, filo beitza time oser. Even if it would be beitza time, it would be oser, because it's mukaf ladira. Shekevan shehukaf ladira, ein bo avir, it's not fresh air for him. That's like his normal living space. Doesn't feel like the great outdoors. And it's not so interesting. So he would rather go out through the he'd rather go throughout the mavoi, and therefore he'd have to make an eruv to connect. Do a little more. Shin sadi. Mavoi shetzido echad en yehudi v'tzido echad yisrael. Okay. So you have a mavoi, and one side's Jewish and one side's non-Jewish. Mavoi shetzido echad en yehudi v'tzido echad yisrael. One on each side. Ubayit shel yisrael acher. I think I sent out a picture that might help. Ubayit shel yisrael acher. Etzlo patuach l'rishus harabim v'lo l'mavoi. Okay. So what's this case? You basically have, on each side of the mavui, you have one side's a chatzer with one Jew, and the other one's a chatzer with a non-Jew. Okay. So either one wouldn't be oser onto each other yet. Now you have this other house that's attached to the Jewish house, but it's not attached, or his chatzer is attached to the Jewish house. Well, let's, first case, actually, the Aleph we're going to see is basically two houses attached. And Beis, the next Seif, is basically two chatzeros attached. And you'll see it's a little different. Okay. So if the house is not attached to the Mavoi, it's only the second house is only attached to the house. And there's a window in between. So then we say like this. So we said there's one house on one side is a non-Jew, the other house is a Jew. Then there's this third house that's connected. It's a Jewish third house connected only to the house, not to the mavoi. V'chalon beino lebein Yisrael adar b'mavoi, and you have a little window between you, 4x4. Eino, or bigger, eino yachol le'arev. Derech ha'chalon shebeneim. You can't make an eruv to connect the two houses. Lahotzi keilav le'mavoi derech beit Yisrael shcheinu ha'patuach le'mavoi. So this third house, this extended house, that's only attached from house to house, not through the mavoi. There's no way to connect, to let him carry from his house into the mavoi. It's only a window. Let me finish reading. Aval im petach b'neya mutter. But if it be a full doorway, then that would connect you enough. And the other opinion says, no, even if it's a doorway, it'd be aser. Okay, so technically, based on what we've learned until now, you would think it could work, it should work, because you are making one Erev all connected together. But we Chazal say no, because what's going to happen is, everyone's going to want to end up staying there. And we don't want the Jews to stay neighbors with a non-Jew. And so therefore we want them to have to be renting. And we don't want to encourage them to stay like this because we don't want them to learn from the non-Jews. So even though it's connected through the window, Chazal made an extra gzera, in this case, you're not allowed to. In order to have the second house carry into the mavoi. Okay. Let me refinish Beis. Mavoi shetzido. No. Wait.
We're saying that the one whose house opens to Rishis Rabbah can't make an error so that going further into
the mavoi.
That he could use the mavoi.
Right, he can't use it, right?
But doesn't the guy on the inside need to use that error between the two Jewish houses so that he can take out to the Rishis Rabbah?
Well, you can never carry it to Rishis Rabbah. The two Jews can make an Erev together to carry from each other's houses, but it doesn't help the second house or the third house, the second Jewish house, to go into the Mavoi. Okay. Base. Mavoi shetzidu echad akom shetzidu echad Yisrael. So now, a similar case, but now it's chatzeros that we're talking about, that's attached. V'hayu chalonos petuchos mechatzer lechatzer sheYisrael. And the chatzers are connected, the two Jewish chatzers, not the two Jewish houses, that was the first case, now we're in Seif Bet, it's two chatzeros are connected, you have a wall between the two chatzeros, so that they can't see each other, except now there's a window between the two walls. Between the there's a window in the wall between the two chatzeros. Alpha pishanasu ka'anshe bayit echad umutayim lo tzilachnis derech alonos. So the two Jews could certainly carry from one to another. It's an eruv chatzeros. Hare elu asurim lishtamish b'mavoi derech ptachim at sheyiskeru min ha'ein yehudi. So you're not allowed. Now, so this the extended chatzer, the second Jewish chatzer that's also not attached to the mavoi, he cannot. The only way for him to use the mavoi is if he rents. In the first case of Aleph, renting is not an option. Because the only time renting is an option is if you share, if you have part of a chatzer that's shared with the non-Jew. In the second case, it's two chatzeros. And two chatzeros, for the din of Shita Mavoyos, you can rent out. But if you don't have, the first case is just a batim. So the houses. So the option of renting wasn't there. And so therefore it was usher to carry into the mavoy. In case B, and Seif Bet, you can carry through renting out, because the mechanism of renting through the chatzeros works, and therefore, you have that option. So you, in the second case, you have an option to carry into that mavli. Alright, whatever. We'll start tomorrow on Shin Sadi Aleph, or the next day, whatever.